106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Fobera. Canmore Council is on break for the summer, but before they left, they set their targets for the upcoming year here.
They had a workshop session, which, you know, I'm not invited to. I don't know why. But they set their priorities for administration to use while setting up the budget. Guess what's number one?
Affordable housing?
Absolutely. There's been some criticism, I'm going to take a tangent here, Rob, about the headline that ran the other week with the decision to use the municipal reserve that the daycare used to be on for affordable housing. Headline, I believe, was unanimous approval for affordable housing. I don't know how many people out there regularly write headlines, but usually they're only a couple words long. And this was such a complex situation that really finding four words to sum up what happened was quite a challenge. Mm-hmm. But the fact that every councillor who voted said the reason they were voting is because affordable housing is an issue they want to address is why that was the headline. Not because I have a personal opinion or agenda or axe to grind. Thank you very much, Hans Helder, in the letters to the editor. Has absolutely nothing to do with that. It's about the art of headline writing.
So affordable housing was number one.
Affordable housing. And back to the subject at hand. Number two on the priority list, addressing traffic and parking issues in the town core.
This is something that we dealt with not too long ago here. The weekend we had the Miner's Day parade, and then there was a Criterium race going on. It got backed up to the Three Sisters Drive from Main Street, which it's all relative, right? In a big city, you might be waiting in a longer congestion than that. But for Canmore, that was pretty unusual.
Absolutely. And then you have the pedestrian crossing project at the Bow River Bridge that's slowing people down as well. Summer, it's traffic. There's construction, then road closures, and it's busy.
And you're trying to turn left onto Mara's Way there, and somebody's crossing on the left turn signal, and you're like, you're messing up the whole system.
It wasn't that long ago, actually 2007, that the town commissioned a parking study. And that parking study found that we don't have a problem. And ever since that parking study was published, I have been under the opinion that you can pay a consultant to tell you whatever you want. Because you can't tell me that there aren't parking issues in Canmore. We're not at Banff. So the fact that this is a priority for council is, to me, really great news, because it's saying we recognize that maybe at this point in time, there might be something that we could do to make this better.
And let's not become Banff. Let's get on it right now before it's a real problem. We have to take some drastic steps here.
Town council or administration's also working with the Downtown Business Association on establishing a bit of a committee with them to get input from businesses about the parking issue. Here's a little scoop from me. I'm pretty sure the parking lot behind Panago there by the Arts Place is going to be expanded.
Oh.
Because there's property adjacent to that that has an old house on it that the town of Canmore owns. Tear that down, build some more parking.
All right. So we've got affordable housing, number one, parking and congestion downtown, number two. What else are the priorities for Canmore Council?
Establishing defined targets for transfers to reserves and contributions to capital. That sounds very interesting.
That sounds boring.
Basically, what it says is that as a municipality, we have a lot of assets. What happens when we have to replace those assets? We have to pay for that. Let's put some money aside so that we can do that in the future.
It's a little less boring when you describe it that way.
I also feel like I'm being really condescending with that one.
Yeah.
What's interesting, though, is that the town of Banff has already taken this, done the studies, found the amount of money they actually have to put aside each year in order to replace their capital infrastructure. So look to the town of Canmore to do that next. Next priority is flood mitigation projects and creating a reserve for that. I think there's still a lot of people out there who are not necessarily 100% behind the $39 million debris retention structure, which I still in the newsroom get flack for not calling it a dam. And I'm the one who was like, it's a dam.
Yeah.
That's a priority for next year.
I find it interesting that it's priority number four on the list, but I guess I can't really move ahead on too much until we find out more from the province, right?
This is in a provincial park. What we're building is not permitted in a provincial park. There's First Nations consultation, geotechnical work, environmental impact assessment, red tape. Early 2016, we'll have a better sense of whether or not that final $11 million in grant funding that we need will come our way, as well as whether or not we'll be capable of beginning construction next year. But something tells me 2017, maybe that's so far out that we've lost the political will.
Yeah.
But nobody wants to see homes destroyed again
because
we didn't do something to address a problem that we knew about.
Anything else on the list?
Completion of a social development strategy. I have no idea what that is.
Okay.
And consideration of local transit. That is the most exciting part about the 2016 budget for the town of Canmore, is that we may finally get local transit. The Bow Valley Regional Transit Commission is looking at this right now. Transit is always subsidized by taxpayers. The number one transit system for cost recovery in Canada is Toronto. Number two is Rome in Banff. That is really good, but that also means that we're getting 65% of what it costs to run transit, the municipalities that are funding the rest. And when it's the municipalities, it's us as taxpayers. Mm-hmm. For Canmore to get transit is going to cost money. How much money? And is it going to be palatable? Also, what are the routes? How many buses do we need?
Yeah.
Buses are expensive. These budget meetings are public. So come join me.